Jesus told his disciples a parable. Consider the fig tree and all the other trees. When their buds burst open, you see for yourselves and know that summer is now near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen. I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. The Gospel of the Lord. Our Lord throughout the Gospels proclaims the kingdom of God, but he also refers to himself again and again as the Son of Man. If we're not familiar with the scriptures, that might seem just some title Jesus likes, but that term is used over 100 times in the Old Testament. Our first reading today was one of, if not the greatest, moments of that term being used, when the Son of Man goes before the Ancient One, when Jesus Christ goes before the Father. This is one of the images of the Old Testament when we see the Trinity truthfully, when the Son of Man receives nations, kingship, dominion from the Ancient One. We could ponder this for eternity, and we will, please God. But who the Trinity is, the Father longs to give his Son everything. The image of thousands upon thousands serving the Lord, serving the Ancient One, and the Father gives that to his Son. Freely. The New Testament, St. Paul says, Christ has conquered everything and has established the kingdom so that he could give it to the Father and all could be one in him. The complete generosity of the Trinity, that everything is given, but also the complete trust of the Blessed Trinity, that everything is given and nothing will be missed because all is shared. That the Father, when he gives everything away, completely trusts the Son will return it, and the eternal exchange forever, and that communion. We are invited into that. When Jesus comes to proclaim the kingdom of God, that is near. Another word for kingdom is reign. When God reigns over all is blessed. Because of his reign, he shares everything freely. And we can trust in that. He can reign over all things, and he will at the end of time. But for now, we give him whatever reign we have, our sphere of influence, our work, our family, and even most intimately, our hearts. We give him our attention, our intellect, even our very wills as belonging to the Lord. Lord, you are king, and you have dominion over everything, even most intimate parts of my very being. Are yours. And just like the Son, we can trust him, giving him dominion over everything we have, everything we are, is the most freeing thing we can do.